Well, we've been following the Medical Assistance in Dying Act in Canada, which of course allows the state to provide assisted suicides to its citizens in Canada. And Canada, of course, leads the world on this. And one big case caught our attention last week when we learned of a father trying to get the state to stop putting his daughter, his 27-year-old daughter, yes, she's an adult, into the MAID program due to autism. And the father has been pleading with the province to stop this from happening. Well, we have a big update on this story now, and we wanted to bring in David Creighton from Ottawa to talk about the very latest on this, independent journalist who also writes over the Post-Millennial and has a great YouTube channel as well. David, great to see you. So I guess a big update on this story.
Well, we had announced the ruling yesterday from the justice in Calgary, Justice Feasby, who has lifted an injunction that the father of this woman had placed upon her in an attempt just to delay things so that he would at least find out why his daughter, who goes in the news by MV, there's a publication ban on this. The father is known as WV, collectively with his wife. He wants to know why his autistic daughter, who apparently might also suffer from attention deficit disorder, is eligible for medical assistance in dying, Canada's odious euthanasia program. He wants some answers because as far as he's concerned, his daughter shouldn't be seeking MAID, and he wants to know why. So, but yesterday, a judge lifted the injunction. Now, he has stayed the ruling for 30 days in the event that there's an appeal from the father. But I found the judge's words and his description of why he lifted this injunction to be especially chilling, because he said it would cause irreparable harm for this woman if she was not allowed to proceed with euthanasia, state-assisted euthanasia. Now that to me goes to my very soul. And I say, have we come this far in Canada where it's somehow irreparably harmful if people aren't allowed to commit suicide with the state's assistance?
Well, it's absolutely shocking. And it opens up, of course, a new a level of precedence that I'm worried would open up a can of worms across Canada for other cases in this regard. And of course, she is 27 years old, so she is an adult. But what if it's a child who is under the age of 18, and a child has ADHD, it has autism, and the state allows this child to go forward with being added to the MAID program. And I know people sitting back saying that there's no way that that could happen. Well, just look what's happening in California, for instance, right? When families, of course, have torn apart or trying to keep their children from getting gender reassignment surgeries, but the state will side with the children and the parents have no say about it. So before you go and say this could never happen, it is happening. And I wouldn't be surprised that the very same thing could set a precedent in Canada, no?
Well, that's precisely what is happening, Clayton. There's tremendous agitation right now from groups who not only want the mentally ill included, but want children included. And these children are so-called minors who think like adults. That's the only way I can describe the euphemism that they've put on it. They've tagged to this. These are minors who somehow should be treated as adults because they think like adults. Somebody says they're capable of thinking like adults. This, of course, is just in tune with what you just described with gender reassignment, sex change surgery. 12-year-olds who think they're adults and say, I'd like a sex change, please. Well, thankfully, the tide is turning against that slowly in Canada, slowly, province by province. But I want to see provinces intervene in this damned odious euthanasia program. In Canada, medical doings, the entire medical establishment, healthcare is a provincial jurisdiction. So why aren't the provinces fighting back on Trudeau's euthanasia program? And very ominously, yesterday, the health minister, who is the euthanasia czar in this country, Mark Holland, a Liberal MP from Ajax, Ontario, who has been in the, around for quite a while, doing no good, announced that even though the federal government would not immediately or this year include mentally ill patients as part of the MAID program, he said it was inevitable that it was going to happen. They just needed to slow down a bit. Guess why they need to slow down? Because there's too many independent journalists saying, what's going on here? And there's too many Canadians who are saying, why is Canada expanding this horrible euthanasia program? Because who's next? And it is absolutely shocking to me that once again, we have people in the judicial arena suggesting that there's anything good about assisted suicide. This should not be some kind of medical healthcare option. But increasingly, as we reported here on Redacted in the past, euthanasia is being seen as a healthcare option. Can't get cancer care? Can't get your cancer removed? Well, there's always MAID. And this is where this program is progressing. It's progressing into eugenics as well, because the mentally ill will include a category that is going to be broader and broader. Alcoholics. Well, you may not think you're an alcoholic. Well, maybe somebody will make that decision for you. Right. Drug addicts. Even people who, how about people who induce self-harm? Are they mentally ill? These are usually sometimes conditions that people can overcome through work, right, through dedication. And we should not be foisting suicide, assisted suicide on them as a primary option. This is the mark of a country that is going into a new dark age.
Well, you said it. It is eugenics, and I don't even think it's coming back. It's here. It never went away, the eugenics program. And I think this is exactly an extension of what the World Economic Forum wants. This has been a program that's been in place since, you know, the early part of the 1900s. And it's just metastasized into something we now call medical assistance in dying. We call transhumanism through these drugs and puberty blockers and these surgeries. And now with euthanasia and, of course, going after the mentally ill. This is exactly what the eugenics program was all about. So this is just, it's got a new modern veneer on it. But it's no different than what we saw in the, you know, the 1930s, 1940s in the United States and beyond. So where do you think things go with this case next? Now, again, I come back to the point that, and as viewers have reminded us, well, how can they, you know, because she's 27 years old, it's his daughter. I mean, I hope I never stop defending my daughter when she turns 18. You know, I hope I will try to find the best options for my daughter, you know, as long as I live. Forget the fact that she's 27, doesn't really matter. But because she's an adult, you know, where does this go from here, do you suppose?
I think at the very least, what the father deserves to know is why his daughter is making this selection, making this choice. And up till now, he's been denied that. I think that's outrageous. He should at least have the knowledge of what is going on here. I'm not optimistic that any appeal will be successful, because there appears to be a distinct bias in the judiciary against stopping people from committing suicide. What I'm optimistic about, Clayton, is what I heard on the weekend. I was at a Axe the Tax rally here in Ottawa with Pierre Poilievre, the conservative leader. And he has said in the past that he will not expand MAID one inch more. And I do believe he is open to repealing this program. But he described a Canada in this speech the other day that for me was reminiscent of a 1984 Ronald Reagan campaign commercial called It's Morning Again in America. And Pierre Poilievre described a Canada that I would say it's morning again in Canada, where people get up in the morning and are happy to go to work because their taxes will not be going towards programs like this. They will not be confronted constantly with nonsense about gender ideology and climate change. They will not be confronted constantly with distractions, but they'll be happy to raise their families, to provide for their families, and to be proud to be Canadian again. And that is something Justin Trudeau, because he works for the WEF, he works for the globalist agenda. That's something Justin Trudeau has not advanced. He's not working for Canada. And that's why he supports programs like euthanasia, because it's killing Canadians and it's killing Canada. But I'm optimistic if we can get rid of this clown within the next year and a half, there's a brighter future ahead.
Well, we got equal clowns. And I wouldn't trade your clown for my clown in the United States one bit. it's a clown show right now is what it is. I hope from your mouth to God's ears we can get rid of these clowns. And just as a side note here, I mean, Canadians are just being crushed by the price of food, the crushing costs of through inflation and the crushing costs of rents and mortgages, the property taxes, property values, the cost of properties. In fact, a friend of mine in Vancouver yesterday just sent me a photo of a house down the street from him that just sold. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath. And it was built in the 1950s. It just sold for $1.6 million. Two-bedroom, two-bath. How in the world is a young Canadian supposed to, you know, buy a home, provide for their family when you're looking at exorbitant costs? And I saw another viral video out of Canada the other day at a woman in I think it was a Costco, and she was just showing the price of all of the groceries and the meat. One thing of meat was over $120 Canadian. I just couldn't believe it. And so does Pierre Poilievre have a plan for this runaway prices in that country as well?
Well, he mentioned an anecdote on Sunday, which I found very interesting. He was talking to a young man who was doing the same job as his father had done years earlier, the same job. And he was unable to buy the same house that his mother and father were living in, the same kind of house, because it was just impossible to do so. And you're looking at $2,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment rent in cities like Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary. I mean, I don't know how I would even afford that. and it is absolutely ridiculous to expect people. And Poilievre is saying, we are spending money like water on the wrong things in this country. Let's get rid of these regulations. Let's have people build apartment buildings and houses without red tape and regulations on them. Canada is a country with a population of not quite 40 million people. It's the second largest country in the world. Why are we paying exorbitant prices for food when we have cattle ranging in Alberta and across the Western prairies? It is absolutely ridiculous. You would think there's an agenda here coming from the WEF. And that agenda is to starve Canada, to freeze Canada, to make fuel impossible to obtain or to buy, and to make food incredibly expensive to produce and to purchase. And that is where Justin Trudeau is going. He's not here to make Canada great. He's not here to help Canadians. He's here because he's working for Klaus Schwab. And I see that increasingly evident. And this is why Klaus Schwab loves Justin Trudeau so much.
Right, and he said it publicly multiple times. He's a great protege. Oh, boy. Well, let's hope that we can end this clown show. I'm growing increasingly despondent in our two countries right now. David Creighton, great to see you up there in Canada. Thank you so much for speaking the truth and keeping us aware of what's going on, because the mainstream media certainly will not. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.